What does it mean to be Jewish in Nigeria? Now, I'm joined on the line by Avraham Ben Avraham, a writer, educator, and one of the most prominent voices sharing the story of Jewish revival across Africa. Through his platform, African Jewish Voices, he documents the lives, struggles, and spiritual journeys of communities reconnecting with Judaism in some of the most unexpected corners of the continent. His work challenges assumptions and invites all of us to rethink what the global Jewish story really looks like. Avraham Ben Avraham, the chief editor of African Jewish Voices, thank you so much for joining us on the line. Can I start by asking you to tell us a little bit about your personal story? How did you come to Judaism, and how does Judaism connect, or how you connect and relate to your identity as a Nigerian Jew?
Thank you very much for having me. Well, like you know, I'm Avraham Ben Avraham, the chief editor of the African Jewish Voices. So I was born into a family of Shabbat keepers, what we know today as Sabbatarian or the Christian Shabbat, or most people refer to them as the Messianic Jew. So myself and the rest of my siblings attended schools that are owned by the Sabbath Church at that time. Growing up, we kept the Shabbat, we observed Passover, the Feast of Tabernacle, and the Feast of Pentecost, and also all the new moons. In this Messianic circle, we kept both the Old Testament, as many refer to it as well as the New Testament, and we believe in Jesus as a Messiah and the Son of God. But after the death of my father, most of my elder sisters became Christians, joining the Pentecostal Christian churches, which was a trending movement at that time in Nigeria. As curious as I was in the early days in my university, I eventually got convinced by a preacher and I started attending church in the university. But later in life, several years later, I stumbled upon a documentary on the internet which explained what actually happens before and during the winter solstice, in which the sun stops moving on the 22nd, the 23rd, and the 25th of December, only for it to resume its movement again on December 25th. So as a good student of geography, I understood all that very clearly. So if the Christian God and so many other gods, including the Roman sun god, share the same December 25th birthday, then something is definitely not adding up. So I left Christianity. And then in 2016, I stumbled into a synagogue in Abuja, the capital of Nigeria. It was my first experience to see worshippers who follow not only the so-called Old Testament, but have nothing to do with Jesus and the New Testament. That was the point in my life where I returned to rabbinical Judaism, and the fact that a couple of the Igbo cultures and tradition share similarities with some of the halakhot in the Torah, I found peace of mind in Judaism. That's the story of the sun.
Avraham, you've written powerfully about Jewish revival in unexpected places. What does Jewish revival look like today in Nigeria?
Okay, thank you very much for the question. From my travels across many countries in sub-Saharan Africa, Nigeria seems to have the largest number of black people practicing Judaism. And even if you put the closest similar religion into context, which is the Messianic Jewish congregation, there are over 2.5 million Nigerians, mostly from the Igbo tribes, who keep both the New Testament and the Old Testament as a religion.
Wow.
So to make a comparison with other countries in West and Central Africa in terms of rabbinical Jewish revival, there are only about 7 to 9 synagogues in Cameroon. There are less than 5 synagogues in Ivory Coast. There are just 2 synagogues in Gabon. And if we move over to Kenya in East Africa, where I recently visited for Passover, there are about 3 or 4 Jewish congregations, apart from the Nairobi Hebrew Synagogue, which has majority of non-African worshippers. But in Nigeria, we have identified over 100 Jewish enclaves, a list comprising of typical Jewish communities, synagogues, smaller congregations, and even people who pray in private homes. This will give you an idea of the rate of return to mainstream Judaism happening in Nigeria at the moment.
Abraham, that's fascinating. And you are, of course, the chief editor of African Jewish Voices, which is at africanjewishvoices.com. What inspired you to create African Jewish Voices? What gap are you hoping to fill in the world, the global Jewish conversation?
Okay, I'll put it this way. After my return to mainstream Judaism in 2016, I found out that there was little or no media coverage for the Jews of Nigeria written by Nigerians, okay? So I searched over the internet, and there seems to be only one blog with just one single article about the Jews of Nigeria. As at then, I was just getting started to write blog posts about entrepreneurship and small businesses, as well as to write posts about financial education. So I had to switch from writing business-related articles into Jewish full-time blogging. My first blog was a synagogue blog, where I wrote articles about both the present and the past Jewish activities of the synagogue. So after running this blog for a period of 2 years, I went ahead to create the famous Jewish Nigeria blog and extended my Jewish media coverage from Abuja to writing about other synagogues located across the other regions in Nigeria where there are people practicing Judaism. In 2017 and beyond, I became a tour guide to Professor William Mize of the Northeastern University in Boston, Massachusetts. He later became my agent and helped me to submit my first article for the Jerusalem Report magazine that was published in 2019. But today, after a decade of writing and documenting about Jewish activities in Nigeria, the African Jewish Voices, which was then created to go beyond Nigeria and to document Jewish events in other African countries for the purpose of academics, research, history archives, and ultimately giving the African Jews a voice in the global Jewish conversation.
Abraham Ben Abraham, the chief editor of African Jewish Voices, fascinating to chat with you. And this is definitely a conversation that we're going to have again. I would love to talk to you more about the challenges that African Jewish communities face. But for now, we'll finish our interview there. And I just want to say thank you very much for chatting with us and reminding us that the Jewish world is wider, deeper, and more diverse than many of us imagine.